Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we continue to feature songs with the word love in the title of the song. We'll hear from Diana Ross, The Temptations, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Contours, The Jackson 5, The Commodores, The Supremes, and Marvin Gaye. Well, first up this half hour, Diana Ross with another number one song, this time Love Hangover from 1976. Well, Love Hangover was written by Pam Sawyer and Marilyn McLeod, and the producer was Hal Davis. Well, Hal described the evening that Diana recorded this great song, and he was quoted as saying, "It was a late session. We started about 9 o'clock at night. I had it all planned out because I know how Diana is about the atmosphere in the studio. So I told them to have some hot red lights put around and also a strobe light. Well, Diana came in, took her shoes off, and got into it sort of right from the start. The song had two tempos, starting off kind of sultry, which was easy for her. But when we got to the disco part, I remember her laughing and saying, 'I can't do that.' So, at that point, I had them turn the lights on, and we had the place jumping like a disco. That's all she needed. She took off after that. It turned out that it was a lot of fun for her, and she even improvised a little Billie Holiday in there that I didn't expect. There's even a part in there where she's laughing on the track. I didn't edit it out because I wanted to keep that sense of spontaneity." Well, here is Diana Ross, Love Hangover, right here on Motown Memories.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Junior Walker and the All-Stars. That was What Does It Take to Win Your Love? And I reached number 4 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1969. Before that, 1 year earlier, 68 had a number 13 tune from The Temptations, I Could Never Love Another After Losing You. And we started with Diana's number 1, Love Hangover, number 1 from 1976. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown songs that have the word love in the title of the song. Well, coming up, the signature tune from The Contours, Do You Love Me? Well, Do You Love Me proved to be The Contours' biggest hit, and it wasn't even supposed to be for them. Well, Berry Gordy had written the song as a vehicle for The Temptations. But when Berry Gordy was ready to cut the song, The Temptations were at King Solomon's Church watching gospel legends The Dixie Hummingbirds. Otis Redding, one of The Temptations, recalled that no one thought to look for us there. Well, The Contours' Joe Billingsley recalls further what happened. Motown stayed open 24 hours a day. We stopped by the studio, coming from a record hop, and Berry was down there lapping on the piano. Berry told the guys, "You guys have seen The Temptations?" Well, we hadn't, and he kept on playing. Well, as The Contours got ready to leave, he said, "Come here, can you guys do this song?" And the rest is history. Here are The Contours, Do You Love Me, right here on Motown Memories.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
When you fall along the way. My arms will hold and be with you. Your whole life through. 'Cause I am love, and I'm in love with you. I find myself in wonder. When love brings understanding, how can it be confused?
War and poverty wasn't meant to be.
Hate is driving me away. 'Cause
that's Motown Memories at Yahoo.com.
Show me a river that's so deep. Show me a mountain so high. I'll show you love that'll last forever. Flying high, so high.
Show me a place where dreams are for dreamers. And all the things you wish come true, yeah. I'd wish the world had all happy people. Then there'd be no more wishing to do.
Commodores with Sweet Love, number 5 from 1976. Before that, the Jackson 5, their last top 40 hit, number 15 from 1975, I Am Love. And we started with the Contours, a number 3 tune in 62, and then again a number 11 tune in 1988 from the soundtrack Dirty Dancing, the great movie of that same name, Do You Love Me? This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown songs that have the word love in the title of the song. Well, coming up, the Supremes, and yet another number one song, You Can't Hurry Love. Well, the great writing team of Brian Holland, Lamont Doja, and Eddie Holland were on a roll with the Supremes with this yet another number one song, You Can't Hurry Love. It was produced by Brian Holland and Lamont Doja. Well, Brian came up with the melody, and Eddie thought of the title for the Supremes' ninth number one single. He recalled at the time, "We were trying to reconstruct Come See About Me in a way, and somehow it turned into You Can't Hurry Love. It was basically a gospel feel that we were after." Well, You Can't Hurry Love entered the Hot 100 at number 66 on August 13, 1966. Although it followed two Supreme singles that didn't go to number one, those songs were My World is Empty Without You and Love is Like an Itching in My Heart. It was an upwardly mobile record, moving quickly from number 66 to number 28 to number 7 to number 4 and then to number 1. In its second week at number one, it prevented the Beatles' Yellow Submarine from them taking charge of the top spot. Well, in Britain, the Supremes' version of You Can't Hurry Love peaked at number three, putting it in a three-way tie for their second biggest single in the United Kingdom. Well, Baby Love is their only British number one song, and Where Did Love Go and Stone Love also went to number three. Well, here are the Supremes with You Can't Hurry Love, right here on Motown Memories.
I need love.
Baby, after bitter tears fall from your eyes, oh,
Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information from all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured during the last hour on this edition of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.